Om Shanti. 21st June 2019, Friday. Slogan. Those who make the being, Purush, the soul, elevated, are true effort maker, Purusharthi. Those who make the being, the soul, elevated, are true effort maker. So, Baba is giving the definition of real Purusharthis, the real effort makers. So, the real Purusharthis are those who make the Purush. Purush means soul, elevated. So the real Purusharthis are those who make this Purush soul elevated. They are the true effort makers. Elevated means Shreshth, highest, at a higher level, up above, lofty, at a higher level, at a higher platform, at a greater level, noble, sublime, highest. So, all the effort lies in lifting the soul. From where to where? Soul has fallen down. So the effort is to make this soul go above. This is the real effort. Soul has fallen down in body consciousness. The goal is to uplift it and make it soul conscious. The soul has fallen down in worldliness. The effort is to uplift it and make it spiritual, to rise above the worldliness. The soul has fallen down in crowd. The goal is to uplift it to solitude. Soul has fallen down in speech. The goal is to uplift it to silence. The soul has fallen down in sadhana. The goal is to uplift it to sadhana. The soul has fallen down into vices. The goal is to uplift it to virtues. The soul has fallen down into ignorance. The goal is to uplift it to Gyan, knowledge, light. So the soul has fallen down and we have to now lift it. The soul has fallen down into fashion, complexities. The goal is to uplift it to simplicity. The soul has fallen down into self-indulgence. The goal is to uplift it to self-control. So many things have to be done. Because this is the very nature of soul. That's why Baba is saying to make this soul elevated is the true effort. Because soul has fallen down into bondages. All relations are in fact have become bondage. The goal is to uplift the soul from this bondage, from this jail, from this prison. Baba said in the prison, the soul, you get dry chapatis in today's murli. In the prison, you get dry chapatis. So So you are in the prison, you are in the jail, in this lockup behind the bars. From this incarceration, the goal is to uplift it to freedom, liberty. The real nature of the soul is liberty. The real form of the soul is freedom. And even the slightest of the bondage causes restlessness. Soul loves freedom. Soul loves to fly. So the real effort are all this. So those who make the being Purush, the soul, elevated are true effort makers. In the Sankhya philosophy, there are six philosophies in India. Shudashastra. One of the philosophies is Sankhya. The Sankhya says that the world consists of Prakriti and Purush. It's a play of Prakriti and Purush. Out of the six scriptures, six philosophies in India, this is Sankhya. That says that everything is the interplay of Purush and Prakriti. Purush is soul, Prakriti is nature. Five elements. So this is what the play is happening. There is no concept of God here in that philosophy. Just these two. That's it. Uttar Mimamsa and Purva Mimamsa. These are others. Then Patanjali. These are the out of the six. They are the other six or the five. So the soul is often called Purush. Purush doesn't mean male. It's a component. The predominant component is known as Purush. So Baba is saying, if you want this Purush to rise up, you have to become Purusharthi. And Purusharthi word has come from Purusharth. And what does Purusharth mean? Purusharth means effort. Purusharth means effort. Udyam, Purusharth means Parishram, Purusharth means Mehnat, Purusharth means you work hard, hard work is known as Purusharth. Everything which is done for the sake of Purush is Purusharth. So there are three words, Purush, Purusharth and Purusharthi. Purush is the soul. Purusharth is the effort made by the soul, and Purusharthi is again the soul, the one who makes the effort. So in the scriptures they talk of four efforts: Kam. What are the four efforts? Dharma, Artha, Moksha and Kam. They say that these are the four efforts. Soul strives to free itself. That is Moksha. This is intelligence. A family life. Kam. Earth. Money. So after earning money, after being in the family life, after having followed religions, now one should seek salvation, moksha. This is what they call as effort. And the definition which Baba has given is that soul has fallen down. You make this soul rise up, elevated. This is the Purusharth. This is the effort. So the goal is that we want the soul to go up. Soul has gone down. The goal is to make it up. And how it will go up? By unadulterated remembrance. So the first thing, as I said, was first loving spirit more than flesh. loving soul consciousness more than body consciousness is to make it rise up. The attraction of the flesh is too much. To reduce the power of the flesh and make the power of the soul more is the effort. To love spirituality more than worldliness. We have seen what has happened in the world. We have seen what happens in worldliness. All relationships in the world, all the things in the world, everything is so temporary, so transitory. Things that give happiness today may not give happiness tomorrow. The person who loves us today may not love us tomorrow. Everything is changing, fleeting. Everything is in the stage of flux. Everything is in the stage of flux, moving, changing. Nothing is permanent here. And worldliness causes so much anxiety, so much disturbance, so much uneasiness within. So the goal is to rise from worldliness to spirituality. The goal is to rise to silence from speech. Yesterday, Murli Baba gave the definition of introversion as not to speak at all, or to speak less, or to speak sweetly, or not to utter bitter words. So to make the soul elevated means to rise from speech to silence. To make the soul elevated means to rise from crowd. This is the solitude. To rise from crowd to solitude. To rise from sadhan to sadhana. This is the to make the soul elevated. To rise from vices to virtues. To rise from agyan to gyan. From the ignorance to darkness. From darkness and ignorance to light and knowledge and gyan and wisdom and experience. So the task is to let ourselves go up. To rise from wandering to stability. You're wandering here and there. The intellect is wandering. The mind is wandering in wasteful imaginations, in brooding over the past, in reflecting over the future, anxieties, unnatural fears. So the journey is to rise from fear to fearlessness. The journey is to rise to alertness, to mindfulness, from laziness, from carelessness. This is to make the soul elevated. To rise from extroversion to introversion. The journey is from extroversion to introversion. Because too much extroversion causes disturbance. Too much extroversion, mood swings. Too much extroversions, body consciousness. Too much extroversions, gossips. Too much extroversion, parachintan, paradarshan, seeing others, listening to others, conflicts, relationship crisis, too much speech, too much talks, fights. These are all things that happen with extroversion. And yesterday Murli Baba said, when you are extroverted, you cannot consider yourself as soul. When you are extroverted, it's impossible to consider oneself as soul. So extroversion makes us body conscious. So it's a journey from extroversion to introversion. It's a journey from wordiness to spirituality. It's a journey from speech to silence. It's a journey from crowd to solitude. It's a journey from indulgence to self-control. It's a journey from sadhan to sadhana. It's a journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. It's a journey from vices to virtues. It's a journey from darkness to light. It's a journey from self-indulgence, sense gratification, to control. It's a journey from carelessness, laziness to alertness, mindfulness, awareness, wakefulness. So this is what is to make the Purush, the soul, elevated. And then it will be called real Purusharthi, real effort maker. And how do we do this? The first step in any transformation is the deep realization. What realization? That soul has fallen down. This is the first realization that is needed. That we have fallen down. If one is getting upset again and again, if one is feeling sorrowful again and again, if there are tears again and again, if there are mood swings again and again, if there is a time wastage again and again, know for sure that soul has fallen down. If there is a conflict in the heart, if the mind is in the disturbed stage, definitely soul has fallen down. It's a journey from Manmat, Paramat to Srimat. There are so many different words to describe, so many different topics to discuss, but the effort is one and same, to make the soul powerful, to make the soul fill with powers. In today's blessing also Baba said, from Amrit Vela, practice that you are powerful soul, your master, almighty authority. Experience this, that you are master, almighty authority at Amrit Vela only. Fill the soul with all the powers. Fill the soul with powers. How many powers we have? 8 or 80. Unlimited. Except 8, there are few other powers also one need to work on. For example, power of truth, satyata, power of silence, power of purity, power of tolerance. For tolerance is already included. Which one?
Stability.
There are about list of 80 powers. Other than those, basic 8. Power of concentration, power of churning, power of listening, power of thinking, power of acceptance, power of happiness as power, power of creativity, power of visualization power, imagination power, power of speech, patience, observation, remembrance, thought control, power, power to thought control, not power of gathering, sangatan, power of gathering. So there are so many powers. One should keep on experimenting with all different powers. Rather, one should keep on churning. What are the different powers Baba has given us? In different Murlis mention about different powers. Power power of understanding, power of love, remembrance, he said. So power of love, so many powers are there. So working on different powers or doing spiritual drill, that as Baba said in today's blessing at Amrit Vela, work on this once for man. I am Master, Almighty Soul. Means all powers are within me. And when I say that I am Master, Almighty, what does it mean? It means that I am powerful. It means that there is no weakness within me. It means that I have all the powers and I can use those power anytime, to whatever extent and for whichever period of time, whatever extent of time. So I am powerful soul, Master Sarva Shaktivan. That means I am powerful. That means I have no weakness. That means I can use all the powers. That means nothing is impossible for me. Nothing is impossible for me. So this is the remembrance. This is the awakening of powers within. Awakening of spiritual powers within. In yesterday's Murli, essence number 2, Baba said, fill the soul with spiritual powers. Ruhani Bal. Fill the soul with spiritual powers. So filling the soul with powers and reminding oneself that I am powerful, no weakness can touch me. No enemy can defeat me. I am invincible, unconquerable. Nothing can defeat me. Such spirit, such enthusiasm for power. And we are not talking of outside power. Physical power. It's not about physical. It's about soul power. It's about spiritual power. It's the power of the soul. So soul power. Working on this. This is to make the soul elevated. Because when the soul is weak, it is powerless. It cannot think. So, to pump the soul with new energy, to pump the soul with extra dose of spirituality, to pump the soul with extra powers, this is the goal. So, this is what is Master Sarva Shaktivan. This is what is Master Almighty Authority. Whenever you take one Swaman, always split it into multiple parts. Like, I am powerful. I am not weak. No weakness can come to me. I have all the powers. I can use those powers anytime, for whatever length of time, at any moment. And nothing can defeat me. Nobody can defeat me. I can drink the entire ocean and before me mountains will crumble down. Vivekananda said, I can drink the entire ocean. Such enthusiasm, such power within. I can drink the entire ocean. Before me, mountains will crumble down. Christ, Buddha, and Mahavira are but the waves of infinite consciousness that I am. All these great leaders or spiritual leaders, they are but the waves of infinite consciousness that I am. So these are the thoughts of power. These are the thoughts to strengthen the soul. So that is all about today's slogan. Om Shanti.